America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Hi, Wiggy.
What's good?
How are you, Courtney?
Good.
There was all kinds of fog warnings. I got up early this morning, went for a quick old man walk, and then flipped on the television, and they were issuing a fog warning. I didn't see any fog. Did you see fog? Curtis, did you have fog on your way in this morning?
There was a little bit of fog in the low-lying areas, like right by the Charles on Soldier Field Road. I would also just like to say that fog occurs in the seaport area when the air temperature matches that of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. when it matches the ocean?
Right, or slightly warmer, slightly cooler around there.
There's a lot I would have thought it would have been the temperature differential that created the fog, but I'm not a weather person.
No, that's why fog burns off over the course of the day.
Oh, okay. Right.
Have you ever been to, I don't know, Monterey?
Curtis, what was the big, do you see that group of people right before you went over the bridge towards the highway leaving Southie today? There was like a big protest happening by the mill.
Uh-oh. Oh, I didn't see. It was gone when I was there.
Oh, big protest. So if you're over in that Southie area about to take the bridge over to Seaport,
yes.
A lot of people together.
Yes. And you don't know what the protest is?
People are on strike.
They are on strike until Drake May starts.
All right.
For the New England Patriots.
I'm going to go join them.
Right.
They're going to have to
flat
somebody to take my job today.
Greg finds out when those people are going to go throw bisque at painting so he can catch them off the wall.
Us and the dock workers, we're going with it.
Are you going with, do you stand with the dock workers?
I do.
You do. Okay.
Against Mayo's plan, whatever that plan is.
You know what my favorite thing about the Globe is they're outraged about that hospital, and God bless it, I don't know anything about it, about those layoffs when the Red Sox fired like 20 scouts. Nothing in the Globe about that.
Now, I guess I should probably ask our news director this, have the dock workers officially gone on strike this morning?
That is what I believe was happening.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so that is going on. They are striking over an increase in wages, and they are looking for a reasonable increase, Curtis, over the next 3 years of 80%. An 80% raise is what they are. Now, I don't know, what's the common cost of living increase? 2 to 3%?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So the issue with this is you may not, Wiggy, if you're ordering any kind of a television viewing device, a streaming device, or anything from overseas, you may not be able to get it for a couple months in time for Christmas.
All right, let's get these people their money so we can get our stuff.
80%, you're good with that? Just throw them the 80% raise. Why not?
Whatever they're looking for.
Right.
We're going to go back.
They got a lot harder job than I do, so.
We're going to go back to that time during COVID where everything was back ordered because of, what did they call it back then?
Supply chain issues.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Well, that is always a problem.
Yeah.
80% raise.
I always stand with the workers, Greg.
Yes.
I always stand with the workers.
Curtis, that seems reasonable, 80%.
We are all detached from reality.
Certainly.
And I want to work from home, and I want a dog walk.
That is probably a job you can't do from home,
I would guess.
Loading the trucks off the boat, I would guess.
I hope they get $1 million.
$1 million, yes.
In this economy?
Yeah, are you sure, Curtis, in this economy?
Why not? It's wild.
Nick Fitzy used in this economy the other day on one of his tweets. I said, excuse me, sir, give credit where credit is due.
Uh-oh. No, he didn't give you flowers.
You
got to
go copyright that, Courtney.
Yeah. What?
You got to go copyright that.
Yep, right there.
Well, speaking of kerfuffles, skirmishes that broke out. The one between Cam Neely and the Boston Bruins and Jeremy Swayman is, I came from out of nowhere yesterday.
Very interesting.
Anybody doing that in their lead this morning, Shime? I feel like that's right up your alley.
I will be addressing all of this in my lead this morning,
okay.
Yes.
All right, we can wait. We can certainly wait on that. But
seems like there's a lot of confusion when it comes to Jeremy Swayman, and maybe the sources are getting different things. I don't know. It's none of my business.
No cocoa bombs?
I mean, it seems like every other day there's a new, somebody says something about Jeremy Swayman, and then it's quickly shut down. So, not just me.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, let's see. Spit and Chiclets had one. They shut that down. I had one. They shut that down. And then inside the house, they had a report of how much they've offered. And then Jeremy Swayman's team shut it down. So no one knows what's going on.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
it appears Swayman's agent even shut down a report by Cam Neely.
Yeah.
Very interesting here.
And you know what I also thought yesterday? I thought it was a great day for honesty from our sports teams, because you had Cam talking nonsense about Swayman, and you had Sam Kennedy once again getting enraged about people saying they've changed their definition of success. I felt like we were basking. We've been on top of both of those. It was a day where we see where these teams currently are and how comfortable they are in making a murky picture for their fan base.
Well, goalie Bob, get to work.
Well, that may be the issue. Like, I don't know internally whether or not they believe that goalie Bob can take any kind of goalie lemon and make lemonade. Like, is that what they think over there?
Based on,
I mean, he's done, but you got to give the guy credit.
Yeah.
He has done a fantastic job when it comes to coaching up the goaltenders on this hockey team for a long, long time. So I wouldn't be comfortable with that, but maybe they are comfortable with that.
Maybe they are, Greg, but haven't they butchered this? Like, you knew how sensitive Swayman was last year with the arbitration. Why are they conducting this business so publicly?
Well, I don't listen, we can get to it. I don't know that they are. Like, I
64 million reasons?
Well, now they are. Right. Jeremy Swayman is the one, Curtis, who is holding out. Jeremy Swayman is the one, or Jeremy Swayman's agent is the one who is whispering to Spittin' Chiclets that Don Sweeney isn't calling people back. Mm. And I think that that's a clear and present attempt by them to make the Bruins look bad.
But this has happened for as long as time. I mean, that players and teams or workers and bosses disagree on the value that they have.
Well, who was the last holdout for the Boston Bruins?
Ray Bourque. I don't know.
Well, technically, Pasternak held out a little bit. Not quite to this extent, but he forced their hand.
No, so it really hasn't been going on since the dawn of time, as you suggest.
Yeah. In sports, it happens all the time.
We're not talking about all. We're just really talking about here. I'm only talking about it because you said the Bruins have bungled it.
They totally have.
You and I might disagree on that.
I love it.
Yes.
I think he's gone.
I think he's gone.
I don't know that he's gone or not. I think he's certainly trying to drive. He and his agent are trying to drive the market and get the goalie salaries up, which, you know, they have every right to do. But
the number isn't going to get people on Swayman's side.
Do you think $8 million a year times 8 years is a good deal for Jeremy Swayman?
No. I think so.
Yeah. Huh?
No. Yep.
You don't, Curtis?
No.
Chime, do you?
I think it's reasonable salary.
Yes. I think it's a reasonably good deal for him.
I don't blame him for wanting more, but I also think that I don't think that the Bruins, if that's actually the number they offered him, I don't think that it's a low ball, quite like the Spittin' Chiclets guys made it out
so
to be.
So you don't believe Cam Neely when he steps up there yesterday and says that they've offered him 8 years at $8 million.
I think people are parsing words a little bit too finely. I think the Bruins offered him just shy of $64 million, probably closer to 60, 62. And that's why the agent immediately came out and said, well, we've never seen that 64 number, because technically they haven't, but it's been pretty damn close.
And the reason they bungled it isn't the number, from my perspective. It's that you dealt Linus before having his successor signed.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You aren't excited for Junis Corposalo?
But it's like, that's why they find themselves here. And I know they probably believe that their trade value of Linus would have been less because other teams would have known they had to unload him. But people already were under that, you know, premise.
And I like Neely's approach of DGAF, like, you know, he'll say whatever he wants. Uh-huh. Like, he's always been that way. He is who he is. But Swayman's agent, the way that he responded to it makes it seem like that leaves a bad taste in both of their mouths. So if I'm Jeremy Swayman, I'm probably looking for a new place.
I think by Cam doing that, it basically puts it out there. Like, have you ever heard a front office or organization person say, you know, here's the number?
Not really. Right. Not at that point during a you know, a testy negotiation.
Right. So right. it almost like you said, people are gonna now look and go, wait a second, Swayman's a good goalie, but $8 million is very good for a guy like him.
And that's why I think they finally had enough of Swayman's camp throwing things out there to make the Bruins look bad and said that we're gonna stand up and say at least what the number is. And maybe they're lying. Maybe the other side is lying. I don't know.
Both sides probably are. That's usually how it works.
But I've never heard lying with actual numbers from the organization.
That's a bold move.
Yeah,
if you're not telling the truth and you're Cam Neely.
that's a big old lie right there.
Would you like to talk to Maria from the great Maria from Watertown? Is Maria from Watertown still there? Yes, she is. My gosh. Good morning. Hello, Maria.
Guys talking in the back.
Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's been a while. I was just working out the kinks with one of your staff because my call didn't connect the first time.
How is that going?
Just wonderful.
Okay. Did he send flowers or anything like that, or perhaps
No. I'm not a woman who needs flowers or candy or anything like that. Okay. I'm just pretty easygoing.
Well, I for one am delighted that you're back.
Well, I mean, you're talking about one of my favorite topics. I have been listening for, you know, a very extended period. As you know, I'm very loyal listener, but this issue with Jeremy Swayman in the court of public opinion, I don't know how this is going to end well for Jeremy Swayman with how his agent is seemingly conducting himself. Mm-hmm. Now, my take on it, and it's just a simple woman's take, is when Jeremy Swayman made some comments about wanting to basically set the market for his goalie peers. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of speculation out there with regard to Igor Shesterkin and how much money the New York Rangers are going to potentially throw at that goalie. And it's looking like the Rangers are likely going to sign him for well over $10 million. Speculation is it's going to be close to an $11 or $12 million deal. Now, if that's what the Swayman camp is setting as their comp or market value, they're crazy. They're absolutely crazy because there is a difference between where Igor is at his career right now and where Jeremy Swayman is at his career right now. Now, if the Bruins genuinely made an $8 million or $8 million plus dollar offer to him, then that to me is reasonable.
Yes.
I think Cam Neely is at a point where he is tired. He is tired of all of the digs that have been thrown at his organization and more predominantly at his friend Don Sweeney. Mm-hmm. It started with the report from Ryan Whitney, and I don't take Ryan Whitney as a liar.
Nope.
I don't think he made that up. That is a player's podcast. Players whisper in their ears all the time to get information out there. Lewis Gross has a little bit of a history. If you look back and you do some research on how he handled William Nylander's contract negotiations, not the most forthright person in terms of how he handles himself with management. William Nylander is the one who went directly to Kyle Dubas, who was the GM at the time, and said, I want to come back. I want to play. Let's get this deal done. So he, in essence, made his own deal because it was getting close to December 1st, and he lost a lot of time with the Maple Leafs as a result of that. So, and I think Cam Neely's old school, and the Bruins have a philosophical approach to signing their players where they have their market value set internally. They don't really care what the outside voices say. And maybe this is time now that Cam is ready to play a little bit of hardball and pushback with this young man.
Maria, You couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much. Appreciate the phone call.
Maria, have a great day. It was great to see you at the
Grand
Links.
How was the length of that call, Curtis?
It was good.
To your liking?
Woohoo, sexy this morning.
Was it good?
Great.
She's always great. Very well spoken. And she's right.
Why?
Because
is the call too long?
No.
Somebody complaining about length?
No.
Well, I think different parts of, yeah.
I think Cam Neely understands his fan base very well and knows that if he throws a number like that out there to a bunch of Bruins fans who are looking at $64 million in the age of Jeremy Swayman and saying, like, are you serious, dude? Like, sign on the dotted line. You are our guy. You've played well for us, but it's time, like, stop complaining.
And so he's trying to leverage Swayman now by making that number public. He lost all leverage the second they traded Linus, and they tried to lowball Swayman again.
Don't you think, though, him throwing out that number, Swayman loses a lot of fans?
No, because his agent yesterday said that it's not true. They've never seen it.
And Maria brings up a great point. If she's right about this goalie in New York and that's where the market is for him, and then if you look at his career numbers and if you're Swayman's agent, you don't take $8 million. You look at their career numbers and the kid from New York, he's played in 213 games and Swayman's played in 132. Swayman's got a better save percentage and better goals against.
I guess he can roll the dice and hope he's going to get that kind of a number or get a $10 million deal somewhere else.
But if that goalie's going for that at that age and they're basically, they're similar, close in age, Swayman's actually a few years younger, why would Swayman's agent take less?
Well, one argument would be that Jeremy Swayman has yet to play a full season as a goaltender.
Yeah, but that's not his choice either.
No, correct. It's not. Do you
think Mike Milbury starts getting a cold sweat when we talk about long deals for goalies?
Yes.
Is Mike Milbury going to be back on the show this season, Curtis? Any update on that?
I hope so. That's one that I almost entirely get positive reviews from people out in the world.
And what about, should we add from time to time, the great Sofia Yurkšević back on this program?
Yes.
I thought she did a great job during the playoffs.
She's the best. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. All right. Well, there's a lot to get to. Bruins brass spoke yesterday. Red Sox brass spoke yesterday. We will get to all of that, including, I'm sure, as a part of some or others' leads this morning, the leads in 10 minutes on this show. And then they said it at 7, based on everything that was said yesterday. We may need a second helping of They Said It Chime at some point.
Like a great idea.
The James family spoke yesterday, dad and son, with regard to the looming NBA season. So we may need to hear from the King and the Prince at some point.
I'm already disgusted.
Okay. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And we will get to why some in Chemsford, as they call it out there, are screaming, do not release the beaver. Whatever you do, do not release the beaver. And then it's a Ty Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will be on this show at 9 this morning.
And there is a bit of programming news this morning as well. Not all of us are going to make it to the end of the show.
Oh. What's that?
That sounds ominous.
Oh.
What's
I'm leaving at 8. I got to get surgery.
Oh, okay.
So is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I have to get surgery on my face. So,
okay.
I mean, I'd like to stay, but, you know, they scheduled the surgery at 10:45. Mm-hmm. Unless you can get them to push it back, which I thought it was going to be at 11:45. It's got to be 10:45.
Okay.
So I got to leave. I got to be there at 9:15. So I'll leave here at 8. Give me some time to get there.
Right.
Bring them in women's.
Are you getting the eyelids done?
No. I got to get a
nose job?
No, it's a lymphoma.
Oh.
So they have to take that out.
Oh,
it's like a fatty tissue under the jaw.
It sounds like that could be an issue for you all over your face. No disrespect.
What do you mean?
It's the fatty tissue.
No. Just in one area. My face got a little chunk to it, but, you know, it's one area is a little chunky.
It's going
to
be more of a jawline after this, though.
Seems to work for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, then there were two. The Seahawks suffer their first loss of the season in Monday Night Football, the Lions taking them down 42-29. So the Chiefs and Vikings are your only two undefeated teams. The other game last night, the Titans beating the Dolphins 31-12. Speaking of the Dolphins, when they come to Foxborough on Sunday, Tom Brady will not be in attendance. Curtis, right again. Brady will have the Niners-Cardinals game at 4:05 with his team. And then the Pats will welcome Chris Myers, Mark Sanchez, and Christina Pink to Foxborough.
You didn't even get the B team. You got like the C or D team.
At some point, I think you're going to be flexed right out of actual any kind of play-by-play announcers doing your game.
Yeah, the games like, are now
just,
on.
It's just going to be silence at some point when it comes to the Patriots broadcast.
The Patriots are now on HD2.
Right. Or it might be like the German broadcast.
Danke.
They're throwing subtitles at the bottom of the game.
We heard from the Red Sox yesterday. We heard from Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow, Alex Cora. Kennedy emphasizing giving the next generation of Sox fans something to believe in.
Accessibility to Fenway Park is massively important to us. We think about it each and every day. And then you get to come in and you experience the magic of this place. And you also experience the core group that we have, players like Jaron Duran and Willie Abreu, and seeing Trevor Story come back and Rafi night in and night out. The building blocks of that next great Red Sox team we hope are there and in place. And we also, I would tell that next generation that we have the right group in leadership in our baseball operation. We've got Brez and AC committed here for the long term, and that's a really good thing for Red Sox fans.
All right, getting in and out.
And we knew that this was probably going to come at some point, but Braves manager Brian Snitker told reporters he does not expect Cy Young favorite Chris Sale, who was scratched yesterday with back spasms, to pitch in their wild card series against San Diego.
Oh, boy.
Get on that bike.
Yep. And we'll end with some sad news in baseball. Pete Rose has died at the age of 83. This one hit Wiggy very hard in our
Man. This is my lead.
All right.
Oh, it is
this
okay.
is my lead, man.
All right, we can get to that.
All right.
I'm Charlie Hustle.
Well, that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 57 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, cloudy 66.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Shine, are you demonstrating your solidarity with the longshoremen and their strike?
You know what, Greg? I stand with the working man.
Uh-huh.
Always.
The longshore people, I guess we should probably say.
I would absolutely be fighting for that 80% raise. I'd even take 70.
Would you take? You would take a 70% raise.
Of course I would.
That's very kind of
you.
Yeah,
I'd try to be generous.
That.
Yeah.
Certainly appreciate that.
A little bit more amenable than Swayman maybe, but you know.
I mean, you know. And there's inflation, there's shrinkflation, there's...
That housing market's crazy right now, man.
So 80%, why not? If you can get it, go get it. We got leads to get to, and then Ty Law will join us on a Ty Tuesday at 9 this morning. But this is Tim from Hanover. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, everybody. Excellent choice on songs to go with what's happening with Swayman.
I'll
tell you what, I called in a week or two ago, and I said that this guy's going to get at least $9 million, could go north of it, and he's not going to deviate, because these guys in the office bang their heads. The goalie is the second best and hardest position on the hockey ice. Mm-hmm. The number one guy is the guy that got to put the puck in the net.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Zamboni.
And the second guy is the goal. And the goalie, I agree with you, Curtis. He's going to get that money or they're going to lose him. He's going to take that ticket and fly away.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. And you're going to see this goalie that they have now ain't going to cut the mustard, because I'll tell you what, these guys without a goalie, they're going to not even get close to being in the playoffs.
Okay, so if you were Cam Neely, what would you pay Jeremy Swayman? What's your max?
My minimum is 9, because I tell you what, he doesn't want to take an 8-year contract because it's not going to be worthwhile in the end. The time has changed for everything. Look at every sport today. I guarantee you, he's going to go somewhere else and make somebody happy, and the Bruins are going to be crying. They shouldn't let him go.
All right. Okay. This is Mike from Connecticut. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
I want to get not too much. I'm going to start out with a quote from the movie Hoffa. And Jimmy Hoffa.
Did we lose Mike right as he was getting to his important obscure reference film quote? Okay.
Is he still there? Okay.
Mike can call back. Right. Mike, call back. We can get to that later. Reasonably good film, Hoffa. Did you see it, Wiggy?
Who was in that? It's like from a...
It was Jack Nicholson, I believe, who was in that film.
Long time ago. Yeah. Well, here's what I would say about this, Greg, about this whole Swayman situation. I think when you start to look at some of the goalies and you got like where he's comparable, and I think Maria did a great job in Chime. I didn't know that, but if this one guy from the Rangers is looking at that, if you're Swayman, I'm with the caller. If I'm his agent, I'm not going no less than $9 million because I'm probably like, all right, I'll play here 1 year, show that I'm a good goalie, show that I can. Like, everybody says he can't be a starter, but he's, you know, he's played 45 games before. And that's the kid from the Rangers. The most he's ever played is 55.
But so, don't you think that he's going to look at those other guys and then say, wait, the Bruins have also screwed themselves because they don't really have a backup plan? I mean, we have a goalie in place that Montgomery says he's very confident in starting the season. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's not the guy that people want. So the Bruins put themselves in this situation. So whatever the market is, if you're Jeremy Swayman, you would be silly not to try to go up a bit because you have them in a perfect spot.
Right. Oh, you got all the leverage. But right. I am right. I do agree with what you said, Courtney. Some people are going to look at Swayman like, what are you doing? Like, take the $8 million.
$8 million? Really? You're complaining?
Right. That's what
I already see it in Twitch.
Well, yeah, but I think that's a reasonable argument. Yeah. I mean, he is... $8 million, maybe $8.5 million, whatever, is a good number for Jeremy Swayman where he is in his career right now. I'm sorry to say it, but that's how I feel.
Do you think the Bruins have handled this well, Greg, the front office?
I think they handled it well until the agent, and I believe it was the agent, told Jeremy Swayman that Don Sweeney wasn't getting back to them. I do think they handled it well until that point.
Okay, I don't. I think that they lowballed him in their initial negotiation after there was the dust-up last year during the very contentious arbitration hearing they had with him. They traded Linus Ullmark. They gave all of the leverage to a guy they knew was disgruntled because of their behavior. And now Cam Neely's sitting here on the precipice of the season. He doesn't have his goalie, and he's publicly negotiating against the goalie, trying to curry favor for him and against the player as the season is about to begin.
So you think Cam Neely stood up there sat up there yesterday and lied?
Yes, I believe that he's angry that the player isn't doing what he wants.
Angry or not, but you're calling him a liar.
Yeah, I think people lie in negotiations all the time.
I disagree. I don't believe that Cam Neely would do that.
You're saying that there was that $64 million offer is a real thing.
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
I don't think they'd say a number without it. Yeah. I don't think the Bruins would throw out a number if it wasn't legit.
So why would the agent lie for Jeremy Swayman?
Well, I think that the agent has had a pretty dicey past. I think Shime's going to get to that in his lead, but...
Not really. No, I have a different angle from this, from Jeremy Swayman's perspective that I think lends credence to what he's doing, and I understand why he's doing it.
I understand why they're trying to set the market.
No, but why the $8 million isn't enough?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I believe the Bruins. I believe they offered him $8 million a year for eight years.
I've never seen a team do that in any sport.
Stand up there and say that.
Here's what we offered a guy. Courtney and I were talking about this off the air. You don't even see teams after a guy is signed somewhere else go, oh, we offered him X amount of dollars.
Because teams are so rarely in a position where they have no leverage over the player. The system is designed.
No, but I'm saying even when the player's gone.
No, I know, but what I'm telling you is that the reason Cam Neely's doing this is he's desperate. He's losing. He is about to start the season. He created a situation where the goalie has all the cards over the organization.
Right, but
and he's now trying to negotiate in the public forum because he's failing at negotiating behind closed
right,
doors.
Right, but he still doesn't. The only reason why he does that, Curtis, is I agree with you that he is desperate. But the only reason why you do that is you try to curry favor from the fans.
Right, you're trying to curry favor for the fans, which is at the expense of the guy that you need to sign on the bottom line.
But that's it. But that's the only reason why. And I don't even think Cam could sit there and go, "Yeah, we gave him a good offer."
Listen, I don't think they were planning on, as Curtis is calling it, negotiating in public at all.
It's not what I'm calling it. It's what it is.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not relaxed. I'm not saying anything about you.
I've never been happier.
Relax. You're on edge. Don't worry about it.
I'm not on edge at all.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound like it.
Good relax rejoin.
You get all butthurt when I disagree with you.
What's that?
You get butthurt when I disagree with you.
I really don't. No, I like when we disagree. I think it's good for the show.
I don't know.
What?
I don't get that impression all the time.
Oh, all right. Well, how can I handle it better with you?
By not talking like that. Do you disagree? Oh. That's great.
Oh.
to tie up the loose end of the agent, because I just wanted to make sure that I got it right before we started talking about it. Shime and I were talking beforehand, and he was the agent of the Gaudreau brothers.
Okay.
And it seemed like he was trying to get more money for Johnny Gaudreau. He wouldn't sign on the dotted line when it came to Johnny. And Johnny finally said, "I want to play hockey. Get the deal done and stop being basically greedy."
Yeah, I think Maria even also mentioned it with William Nylander as well. William Nylander had to call the GM of the Maple Leafs, I think it was, and be like, "Yeah, I want to sign this deal." Like, I don't know what he's doing.
And then Gaudreau left, though.
Well, this was, I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about when he was in Calgary originally?
It was when he was in
I don't know exactly where it was.
Yeah, because didn't he leave Calgary to go to Columbus to get the new deal?
Yeah, but I think it was the first contract he negotiated, that one.
Okay.
This one was a bit ago. All right. But I mean, I believe that they stayed close because he had a very heartfelt message when Johnny and Matthew passed away.
Okay.
But there was some tension there with greediness.
Yeah.
And so
back to what I was saying. I don't believe that Don Sweeney or Cam Neely ever had a plan to negotiate this in public. Don Sweeney was bothered, as he should have been, by an agent saying that he was not making any phone calls, not making an offer, not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and said as much a week and a half ago, whenever it was. Then either Jeremy Swayman or more likely Jeremy Swayman's agent reached back out to Ryan Whitney and whispered again to Ryan Whitney. And Ryan Whitney went back on the air last week, whatever it was, back on his podcast last week, Thursday, Wednesday, whatever it was, and said, "I'm actually spot on here."
Mm-hmm.
The Bruins did not offer him a legitimate deal. The number is 6.5 or whatever it was.
6.2 or something like that.
So I think Cam Neely felt like he had no choice other than to yesterday share with fans and the media and everybody else that they did indeed offer him $8 million a year.
Right.
And I hate to bring it up. Just because, you know, I know it's a sore spot for Courtney with the whole scoopage issue, but the one guy whose scoop has been right,
Keefe.
Yep.
Rich Keefe, because he said the Bruins would go no higher than $8 million. The number Cam Neely literally threw out yesterday would have been 8 years for $8 million per.
Right. And
it would also make sense that if Swayman's not accepting that, he's clearly asking for a lot of money, which would indicate Keefe was right again about him asking for close to $10 million.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Nailed it.
That is it.
But there's no doubt in your mind that Ryan Whitney was talking to Swayman, correct?
Or the agent. I think it might be more likely the agent.
Yeah.
If he seems like a bit of a snake, then it might be the agent.
Well,
he said it
basically. He kind of dry snitched on himself where he said, "Hey, listen, he wants to set the market for goalie." So
also, the agent may not, if the agent was talking to Don Sweeney and they offered the $8 million. He may not have told Jeremy Swayman that. So it might be Jeremy Swayman that thought that he was whispering what was accurate. I don't know. Mm. All right, we got to take a break.
I wish I was accurate, but a swing and a miss for me.
Well, I mean, listen, it was
I learned my lesson.
Not every bomb can land.
Correct. Michael Scott said it best. You miss 100% of the shots you don't tap.
Yep.
Now you know your sources.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Where do you stand on cocoa bombs?
I had one on Friday, and I didn't go with it because I was waiting for that second source, and it turned out that it was spot on. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Which part of your reporting was spot on? Both parts?
No, the one thing you sent was right.
I feel like you could still share that secondary cocoa bomb.
I haven't gotten confirmation for the second part, though. I don't have that second source.
Oh, okay.
And I think Ken and Bradfo owe you an apology.
If you read the full text that I sent on Friday,
doesn't happen.
There were two parts of the cocoa bomb.
Oh, I thought the pot was the one about.
Oh, the second part was how the quarterback got injured.
Yeah.
Oh, that pot.
For Boston College.
Correct. Oh,
okay. That's a bomb.
That is a bomb.
Oh, but that one you got to be careful with.
Exactly. That is why I am.
Just stick with the first one.
Well,
girl, don't do that.
No,
why not?
Ooh, that second one is very scary.
I'm not.
That is very, very, very. You better have.
I know.
You better have some good because that's.
Well, we're gonna have the head coach on Thursday. Right. We can just ask the head coach.
Yep.
That's kind of like.
Wait, ask Bill O'Brien if that's what happened.
Woo!
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to our leads coming up next. Who is that?
That would be ABBA.
Oh. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, what's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
It's called Money, Money, Money.
Yeah, I don't think that was
in honor of Jeremy Swain.
I don't believe that was a hit. I don't.
Courtney said it was a hit.
I know. Yeah. But yeah.
Courtney, do you know who ABBA is?
Yeah. ABBA?
Yeah.
Give me a man after midnight.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever played ABBA on the program, and I was curious where you stand on
it. I believe
ABBA.
You have.
Have I?
Yeah, I believe at one point you played Dancing Queen.
At my request.
Fernando is a hit. Dancing Queen is a hit. I don't believe that was ever a hit, but I could be wrong. All right, Chime, your lead this morning?
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, so as the lead song would entail, Money, Money, Money is all about what Jeremy Swayman is after. And Elliot Friedman put out an article last night that I thought had some really good insight. So from what he understands, after initially offering contracts of various lengths, the Bruins were satisfied with Swayman's desire for maximum length of 8 years. That's the only thing these two sides have agreed on in this entire process, because despite that, they remain, quote, so far apart on salary that this won't be solved unless player or team completely caves in. And that, I think that just lends more and more credence to, originally the Bruins were probably around $6.5 million, that Ryan Whitney lowball, and the number Cam Neely gave you yesterday of 64 million reasons why I'd be on the ice was probably true, because that, as Scoops Keefe had, was their ceiling. That was their best offer. And it's probably why they went weeks without communication, because Sweeney and Neely said, hey, this is the best we can do, 8 for 8, here you go. Mm. And then they just didn't do it. They didn't come back with any other offers, because when you're haggling, when you have your best, you put down your best, and if they don't take it, you walk away. That's how you operate when it comes to negotiations. You give your best, that's what you can do, and you walk away. And for for Jeremy Swayman, however, because he's technically a free agent, even though he is restricted, he's allowed to talk to other teams. And so my understanding is that he clearly has talked to other teams, knows what his value is, and is squeezing the Bruins for every penny. I bet this deal would be done if the Bruins would come up to $9 million. But I think Swayman right now is, in fact, asking for close to 10, because I bet there's someone, some desperate team out in the market that really wants a goaltender that would pay him close to $10 million. So he is absolutely trying to get what he is, he deserves.
Okay. And do you believe that the salary cap figures into it at all? The Bruins have just about $10 million left. Do you think that figures into it at all? Is it strategy on their part? Should they save some of that money so you can go and sign somebody?
I mean, heading into last season, and I believe this was the case, they only had like $750,000 left on the salary cap heading into last season. So if you were to sign Jeremy Swayman tomorrow to a $9 million deal, you'd have approximately $500,000 on the salary cap. You can free up salary cap space by trading a guy like Junas Korpisalo if you have Jeremy Swayman sign long term, or who at moving somebody. And on top of that, the cap space is going to go up over next season and all that crap. So I don't think that the Bruins have any reason to not go up that high, other than they don't think he's worth it.
All right, Shime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And just on that, I would just add, I wouldn't give them $9 million. Like, I think the Bruins have a great goalie coach and they can trust it. I think that's why Neely said $64 million. I'd be shocked if he got higher than that after being so public. But yesterday, Sam Kennedy was meeting with the media, and I really was going to play the sound, but it's just awful. Like, it's just a gobbledygook nonsense. He talks about accountability and how they're all accountable for it. And if we get the opportunity to talk to Sam Kennedy again before the end of the playoffs or whatever, I would just ask, how are you accountable if you keep getting raises and promotions after last place and third place finishes? Who's really accountable? Other than Chaim Bloom, who did everything you asked him to do and then got fired. Like, Alex Cora, if this is any other Red Sox period of my lifetime, consecutive three straight final second half swoons would be the cause of a firing, not a three-year, $21 million extension.
Also, did I see that Chaim Bloom is about to be named the president of the Cincinnati Reds next season? Oh, did wow. I see that?
I haven't seen that, but that would be... I think he's deserved it.
Yeah.
Look at all the players that he found that are coming to play. Everybody that Breslow's bragging about was brought in by the guy they axed.
It was the St. Louis Cardinals, Greg.
Oh, Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be a great
after next season, correct, Scheim? It's not right.
Yeah, 2026.
The headline is, yeah, Bloom in 2026.
Yeah.
And the more I heard, I think Cordy played it during Trending, where he talked about the building. Fenway Park is like a museum. It's like a amusement park. Like, they talk about it like the joy and wonder of the stadium. I always, call me crazy, I always thought it'd be the joy and wonder of the great players you're paying top dollar to watch, not the red seat or the green seat in the bleachers. So it was a really demoralizing day at Fenway Park.
You weren't encouraged.
No, yesterday. I was not. I don't know if I was likely to be, but it was just seeing Sam and telling people things that are just not related to reality was frustrating.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. I feel like, Curtis, you were wondering when a certain person was going to start talking publicly about the old job that he had.
Oh.
I feel like there were some shots fired boop boop yesterday.
A-plus TV yesterday with him on that show.
So that will be my lead. We'll get to the rest of the leads next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.